The Mind Aware, 726.
Hello, hello. Welcome to the show. You are listening to Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs. This is the show where you discover how to make money by being happy and how to get paid to be you. Oh, yeah. We like that, don't we? I'm Dana Wild. I'm your host. And if you want to be part of the Brain Training Sandbox, then go and check out the Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs free daily newsletter. It's like getting a little jolt of happy in your inbox every day. And you can check it out over at danawild.com/mantra. danawild.com/mantra. Today, we're going to talk about making it easy, right? We want to complicate things too much, don't we? So let's jump in and let's talk about it. I'll tell you how I thought of this or how it came up. A few episodes ago, you might even remember the episode, I did a few quick tips for shifting your energy. And one of the quick tips, even as I said it, it sounded like a little bit weird, but I know it works. And the tip was to put your hands in soapy water, because the feeling of the water, whether it's warm or colder, and the sensualness of it, and the soapiness, and all of the tactile sensation that you experience, it gives your brain a little shift and a little jolt so that it shifts your mood. And so I talked about this in the show, and I got an email. I'm going to give a shout out here to Sylvie Drader over at Stampin' Up. She's amazing and a longtime brain trainer in the sandbox. And I had to laugh because she sent us an email after that episode came out. And she said she was chuckling about ways to shift your mood because she said, so Dana is telling me that washing dishes can elevate my mood. And I laughed because, of course, those of you who've been listening for a while know that I love to wash dishes. Like, that's, I like me a clean dish. So it makes sense that I would find that as a shift. And it hit me that so many of the kind of everyday things we do, the things that we think are the mundane things, the things that we think are the ordinary, are really opportunities to shift our mood. They're opportunities to be in the moment. They're opportunities to feel happy at any given time. And I think we have a tendency to want to make it harder than it is. We want to make being happy something that you have to attain and maintain. And it's this mountain to climb to get there and to stay there. And the reality is it's not. It shouldn't come as any surprise to you that if you decide you want to be happy, if you decide you want to be present in your own life, if you decide you want to think in your own head, making that decision, making that declaration, making that investment in yourself is the first step. Just making the choice that, you know what, I'm going to choose happiness over this problem. I'm going to choose happiness over this situation that I'm in. I'm going to choose happiness over wallowing in whatever it is I'm wallowing in. So being aware is the first step. And being aware, if you're struggling, if you're wallowing, if you're efforting, as Abraham likes to say, isn't that the greatest word? Sometimes we intentionally try to make things harder than they are. And we do it all the time, even in marketing. I use the example all the time that sometimes we try to build these elaborate marketing funnels and we think we need all of these different things. But the reality is, if we just ask ourselves the question, what is the easiest way to make the sale? Suddenly you drop all of this other stuff. I think a lot of times we want to make things harder for ourselves because we're so conditioned in this culture to believe that you can't have anything of value the easy way. Things can't be easy. Things can't be effortless. You have to work hard. You have to pull yourself up by your bootstraps. All that kind of stuff that we're so conditioned at, let's let that go by the wayside and let's say to ourselves, no, I take the easy path. I choose the easy path. I choose to feel good. I choose to be happy. And I choose to do the dishes and have that make me smile, have that make me happy. Be focused on the soapy water, the warm water, the cold water, whatever it is, and go, oh yeah, I'm present, I'm enjoying this moment, and I can enjoy nearly any moment, right? We're not robots, but we're doing our best to just elevate our day-to-day lifestyle. So the first step, obviously, in all of this is to wake up, be aware, pay attention. Know when you're making things hard. Know when you're struggling. Know when you're having a challenge and decide to shift it. So once you do that, you're almost all the way there. You're almost most of the way there just by making that decision and waking up to your own life and being aware and in the moment. Some of the questions you can ask yourself when you catch yourself doing that, because we all do, when you catch yourself doing that is ask yourself, what's the easiest way I can get this done? So as I referenced a second ago, what's the easiest way I can make the sale? What's the fastest way I can do this? What's the most joyful way I could do this? Can I relax around this and make it more fun if I'm more relaxed? How can I make this more interesting? How can I make this more fun? So when you ask a question to your brain wants to answer the question. And you'll be surprised. You'll get a lot of answers that will be interesting to you and that you'll want to pursue. It's funny, but I catch myself all the time when I'm doing something related to marketing and I'm trying to make it hard. I ask myself, like, why am I doing this? Why am I making this so hard? What is it? And invariably, is that a word? Invariably? Invariably, there is always this underlying feeling of if I don't make it hard, then it's not going to work. Or if I don't add all this complication. When you ask these questions, your brain will give you answers that will reveal things about yourself. They'll reveal things about your upbringing, but they'll also give you insights and ideas into ways that you can do it easier. You'll come up with brilliant ideas and fun ideas for getting things done easier and faster and more fun, which, hey, we love, right? So the next point I want to make is when you're taking action, take action with intention and purpose. We talk about making things easy. And one of the ways that I have to bust myself on all the time is I take longer and I'm less intentional about what I do sometimes. I have a friend who she never has any time. So everything she does, she just goes head down, rushes through it as fast as she can, gets it done and move on. Where I'm the type of person where if I'm doing something, and it's not like this is a bad thing either. You know, sometimes it's good to smell the roses, but I will sit and lollygag and go, oh, isn't that a pretty color? And, oh, look at this thing over here. And my, I love the way that that looks in this light. You know, I'll just take my good old time doing things. And so I can stretch out a task that probably would take this friend of mine 20 minutes to do, I can stretch it out into 3 hours. And certainly there's a case to be made that that's also a joyful path. So I'm not suggesting that it isn't. However, sometimes when I bust myself on this, I can say, you know what, Dana, why don't you just get her done? Why don't you just put your head down, crank this out, do it as fast as you can, and spend the rest of the day doing something else. Have you ever had the experience of going to a conference or a hotel event of some kind? So you're down in the main conference room and you're enjoying whatever the training or festivities are. And then you have like 10 minutes in your hotel room where you can check your email and do everything in your business. So you get in there, you crank it out, and you get it all done. Every time that happens to me, I ask myself, what am I doing for the other 8 hours of the day? Because I will always get done everything that I need to get done in this 10 or 15 minute window. caught up, all caught up at work. And then I'm like, okay, I got 7 hours and 45 minutes to spare. And a lot of it is this intention and purpose. When my friend is doing something, she's thinking, I would rather be watching Netflix than doing this thing. And so she is zipping through it so quickly. And then she goes off and plays with the dog or watches Netflix or does something else. So this is always a good lesson for me. Of course, it's nice to smell the roses. Of course, it's nice to lollygag sometimes. But sometimes it's also nice to work with purpose and intention. And then the final comment I wanted to make on this topic about making it easy is directly related to the soapy water. You know, so much of the joy that we have or the things that we do is just about being present in our own lives and finding the ease and flow and joy just in the everyday things that we do. You know, we don't necessarily believe as humans that things can be easy for us. We do have this kind of underlying belief that we're indoctrinated with from birth that says that you have to take the hard path and you have to work hard and you have to do things, you know, make money through your hard work. And so let's bust each other and let's be present in our own lives and let's find joy in our own lives and let's be purposeful and let's be intentional and let's all make this our mantra that we choose the easy path and that money flows through our joy. It's just as likely, more likely, that money flows through our joy as it does through our hard work. Let's just allow that to be the reality. Allow that to be the truth for us. I choose the easy path. I choose the happy path. I choose the path that's fun. I choose the path of joy. Right? Doesn't that sound good? Aren't you just ready for that? I know you are. I know you are. And I know that you are an expert brain trainer and you are aware in your own life and you are choosing the happy path and you have totally got this.